you're tuned to Truth News Radio Australia on the 8th of April 2017. My name's Harrowood Fenton. Welcome to the show. Well, the events of the last couple of days have reinforced in my mind the reason why I do this show, and indeed the reason why alternative media exists. We live in a world which has become increasingly corrupted by a tendency to regard facts as simply data that can be manipulated into a narrative. We live in a world where truth, in terms of the way all of the kind of large mouthpieces of media and government operate, where truth is basically just a pretty word that has no relationship to facts. And what we try to do on shows like this is we actually try to restore the sanctity of words like truth, and that the meaning of truth. And it's a big ask. It's a big task. It's very, very difficult. And unfortunately, so many of us are not actually aware of how far we've become eroded in our society about basic principles. And I'm talking about really, really simple things that somehow have escaped our attention under the constant bombardment and manipulation of mass media and propaganda. We can't simply see the sky is blue. We can't simply see that 2 + 2 = 4. And this, of course, becomes magnified and concentrated in situations of conflict, of war, such as what we're seeing in Syria. But it is a much more general problem too. It is pervasive throughout the society where, and this really does incredibly echo the themes that George Orwell raised in his groundbreaking books, that the nature of reality is sort of being manipulated by people for the ends to control, to subdue, to dominate. Language itself is being subverted and undermined. Now, there's been a lot of good commentary from some alternative sources on what's happened in Syria over the past few days, and I will provide some links to material that I think is useful. But what I really want to concentrate on today's show is to talk about this problem of truth. You see, and anyone who's got their eyes open, anyone who's who's awake and has a room temperature IQ can see that they're being lied to in a most egregious way by the whole mainstream narrative of what's been happening in Syria. I mean, the whole thing, right from the beginning. And individual incidents such as this chemical attack, which occurred a couple of days ago, again, when you focus in on it and you just apply the most basic common sense to it, it becomes obvious that the narrative that is being pushed by major media and now by Trump, who until very recently we thought at least was a counter foil to the mainstream, you know, was willing to call out fake news for what it really is, but is now basically echoing the propaganda memes of the mainstream news. And we look at it and we see, well, this is ridiculous. This is absurd. It can't be correct. You have a situation where Syria, the country, has been overrun by these violent, extremist, externally funded forces that are getting money from American sources and from Saudi sources. And we've seen the Syrians, with the help of the Russians, turn the tables on that, and they're winning in this offensive against this barbaric, hideous regime that's allied with what they call so-called moderate rebels, but you can never really draw the line. They just blur into each other. And we've seen the Syrian government forces liberating large areas of Syria, and we've seen the footage of so many people saying that they're so thankful for that. And now, as things are progressing and as things are going really well for the Syrians, we're expected to believe that they launched a one-off, mindless, brutal, vicious chemical attack that was only really going to affect civilians in a major way, that had no military objective other than terror, rather, and horror, which would guarantee to galvanize the entire international community against them. We're expected to believe that Assad is just this kind of comic book cutout caricature of an evil monster, that he just, I'm going to bomb them with chemical weapons, and that's because I'm evil, right? This is literally what you are expected to believe. And unfortunately, it is with great sadness that I say this, Donald Trump, the man who coined the term fake news, who basically was the great torchbearer against fake news, is now promoting one of the most egregious examples of fake news in promoting this narrative that Assad is this cardboard cutout, I'm an evil monster and I'm going to bomb them with chemical weapons just because I do it because it's fun and I hate people. I mean, that is literally what Trump is now echoing. It is like a bedtime story aimed at 3-year-olds to scare the bejesus out of them. It is not, I mean, it's certainly not worthy of a 6-year-old. It's just a boogeyman story. It's like the boogeyman jumping out of the wardrobe to scare you. And guess what? You know, this is not new. This is the same technique. This is the same technique that they used again and again and again, appealing to your most primitive, infantile, childlike mentality below all the rational levels. And the thing about chemical attacks, which, you know, in reality, a chemical attack, hideous and horrible as it is actually not that much worse than a conventional attack when people are killed or dismembered or, you know, have their organs blown out and all these terrible things that happen in a war. I mean, these things happen in wars with all different kinds of weapons. And I'm not saying that chemical weapons therefore are okay. I don't think any of it's okay. It's all hideous. But chemical weapons are simply used now. Their only value is as a negative propaganda meme, so that you can say, they use the chemical weapons. They're the bad guys. Never mind that, you know, both sides in every conflict are using cluster bombs and phosphorus and all different, you know, DU weapons that just do the most evil damage and often, you know, cause poisoning and radiation sickness for decades on. I mean, we just create this one little meme of one type of weapon, which admittedly is hideous and evil, but then that gets used simply for a propaganda purpose. And now, what this illustrates is a degradation, a descent into a barbaric type of society, which, as I said, you know, was predicted by George Orwell, has been predicted by many others and considered by many others as being where Western civilization is headed if we don't take decisive action and recover the roots of our democracies. Now, let me also address the justifications that are being used to say that actually, well, you know, this is actually Trump being clever and being a strategist. And there's been a number of articles written on this, and I think some of them are quite accurate in terms of what they're saying. They're saying that that Trump orchestrated this attack to happen in a synchronized way with his meeting with the Chinese premier, and that it was basically a way of sending a message that to prove that, you know, America can still kick butt, and that, you know, they're not going to let anyone mess them around. So this is kind of an argument that basically says, well, yes, he's very clever, you know, he's a great strategist, but where this argument falls far short of what, you know, the sort of standards we hold is, again, as I was saying at the beginning, is that it plays in to this concept that the truth is just something we play with. You know, the truth is just a plastic thing that we use to kind of engender emotions. We make people believe that we're telling the truth, but we're actually lying. And, you know, as we lie, we're actually making you believe that it's true. And so we don't care about truth. We only care about our objectives. We only care about being able to have a plan and win, as it were. But when you have a culture that discards truth, that treats facts with such disdain, that turns everything into a Machiavellian game, what is it that we're ultimately winning? What do we get out of that? And I know, you know, so many people who won't even be listening to this show, who are simply tuning into the daily news, believe to themselves that this problem doesn't exist. They actually believe that, no, the truth is actually being told by the media, and they will say, no, well, it's quite clear that that Assad did use the chemical weapons. You know, we have the proof. We have the people on the ground, of course, the white helmets, right? Another group who have been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt to lie. I mean, they've been staging events that are clearly just fake events where they rescue people to put that into the media. They've been shown to be supporting jihadists. They've been shown to actually be cheering and to be working with jihadists in several videos that I've seen that are pretty hard to refute. And the leader of the White Helmets, of course, was banned from entry into the United States because he has been closely associated with a terrorist organization. But again, you know, this is where truth just gets thrown out the door, and it's only the story that counts. It's only the bedtime story that matters, so that the children can be put into a state of fear, and the children will then let daddy take charge and do things to supposedly make the world a better place, but will in fact drive the world deeper into hell. We're going to break. You're with Truth News Radio.
Dang, cookies.
Cookie? Me love cookies.
Oh, hi, Cookie Muncher. No, these are yucky cookies.
Cookies? Yucky? No bad cookies.
You can't even eat these cookies. These are cyber cookies.
No, can't eat?
No, they are cyber cookies and they clog up your computer.
These have apple.
Really? Oh, that's an actual apple.
Yummy apple.
I'm going to throw away these yucky cookies in the trash. I click Control, Shift, Delete, and then scroll down to Cookies and clear them.
Bye-bye, yucky cookies.
Now, I go to logosradionetwork.com and I click on the Amazon box on the upper right-hand side, bookmark the link, and I can go to Amazon through this link and order you some yummy new cookies.
New cookies? For me?
Consider it an early Christmas present. And every time I order on Amazon, I go through this link and I give a little present to this radio network, too. B is for cookie.
C is for classified.
Are you being harassed by debt collectors with phone calls, letters, or even lawsuits? Stop debt collectors now with the Michael Maris Proven Method. Michael Maris has won 6 cases in federal court against debt collectors, and now you can win too. You'll get step-by-step instructions in plain English on how to win in court using federal civil rights statutes, what to do when contacted by phone, mail, or court summons, how to answer letters and phone calls, how to get debt collectors out of your credit report, how to turn the financial tables on them and make them pay you to go away. The Michael Maris Proven Method is the solution for how to stop debt collectors. Personal consultation is available as well. For more information, please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the blue Michael Maris banner or email michaelmaris@yahoo.com. That's ruleoflawradio.com or email michaelmiras@yahoo.com to learn how to stop debt collectors now.
Men and women of Earth, may I have your attention? This is Herewood Fenton, host of Truth News Radio Australia. You're invited to join the info war as we work to restore truth in media and challenge the dark forces which now dominate mainstream news. I'm calling on you, valued listener, to use your hard-earned dollars to help us smash the globalist empire. Visit truthnews.com.au and subscribe today. Welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. Now, continuing to talk about the Syrian situation, let's now move from this question about truth and the travesty of truth, the first casualty of war, of course, you know, as we know, as the cliche has it. That is one of the main motivators for me, and it's extremely important, and it overrides so many other things. And there's such a lack of caring about truth in our society. That's why I just feel I have to keep trying to reinforce it. The truth matters, ladies and gentlemen. Lies are unacceptable. Lying, telling deliberate untruths, has always been tantamount to what we call evil. It is morally evil. And this is a very, very deep and complex question. But let's move now to talk a little about more mundane matters, such as international law, which, again, is something that has been completely flouted. And just as in previous epochs of the American Empire, where the American leaders just, they don't care about international law, despite constantly invoking it, despite strutting on the world stage as if they are the emblem of all that is decent and legal and correct. They just completely flout international law whenever they feel like it. But the Russians are going to hold them to account on this. And I highly recommend watching the RT live stream to get information about what is going on here, because it's about the only significant large 24-hour news service which is going to be providing that to you. I was watching it yesterday for several hours, and they get a lot of good interviews on there, and it's very, very balanced. It's actually very measured and restrained in many ways. But I just want to play to you a clip here talking about what Putin has said about this, and this is incontrovertible. This is a simple fact that the Americans, once again, have just defied international law. Here we go.
Well, the Kremlin is calling the U.S. strikes an act of aggression against a sovereign country carried out using an invented pretext. Moscow also says the strikes simply violate international law. Now, that's according to President Putin's official spokesperson. With more on that, Roman Kostrov joins us live from central Moscow. Very direct language being used there, Roman. What else do we know?
Absolutely. Well, we did get the reaction from the Kremlin this morning, as well as various other branches of the Russian government. You already mentioned that Dmitry Peskov quoted Vladimir Putin by saying that he considers the U.S. missile strikes an act of aggression against a sovereign nation under a made-up pretext, and it is a violation of international law. He also added that the Syrian army does not have any chemical weapons at the moment, and this fact was documented by the United Nations Chemical Weapons Watchdog. He also added that Vladimir Putin considers the fact that the use of chemical weapons by terrorists is ignored is further deteriorating the situation in Syria. Also, Vladimir Putin said, according to Dmitry Peskov, that the purpose of this strike by the United States was to distract international attention from scores of civilian victims in Iraq. Now, Russia's foreign ministry just a short while ago also issued their statement, and just to recap, they said that United States once again demonstrated a thoughtless approach. They bombed a country that's fighting against international terrorism. United States actions are illegal, and Russia will now halt the deal with the U.S. military, preventing incidents and ensuring flight security in the operation in Syria. Well, we already got a response to that from U.S. Strategic Command, who said that Russia discussion on sharing space awareness data relatively quickly, ready to facilitate conversation with Russia on this matter. So that's the latest what's going on with that. Meanwhile, U.S. State Secretary Rex Tillerson said that there was no contact with the Russian president on the strikes beforehand. However, he said all military agreements between Russia and U.S. have been observed. Meanwhile, Russian embassy in Syria still have no information on whether any Russian citizens became victims of this U.S. missile attack in Syria. Now, the Russian parliament is already also reacting to what happened this morning, and they're calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, saying that an aggression was made against a UN member country.
Okay, so that's a fairly straightforward legal response in keeping with international law in regard to what happened. And note that the Russians are stating that the Syrian regime does not have chemical weapons, and of course the Russians have been working closely with Syria in the process of dismantling their chemical weapons program, and the Russians are a close ally with Syria in the war against the brutal, barbaric ISIS insurgency. And yet the Americans appear to just be able to completely disregard everything the Russians say. And I'll play to you now what Trump himself said in the wake of the attack. And, I mean, let's just compare that with the position and the statements that are coming out of Russia. Here we go.
My fellow Americans, on Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians.
Just pause it there. Notice he said Bashar al-Assad. He's basically saying that the evil dictator himself, you know, in his secret den, while chuckling to himself, ha 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 ha, you know, he decided to kill a whole lot of women and children. This is literally what Donald Trump is saying to you. I mean, I find it incredible because, you know, a lot of what Trump has said in the past has made sense, and I've appreciated some of his contributions. But this is just utterly laughable, utterly despicable, beyond the pale. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unacceptable. Let's continue.
Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack.
And yet, may I point out, Mr. Trump, that you're not conferring with the Russians, who you agreed that it was important to be working with, right, who have a very different take on this. You're not even giving their opinion any airtime. You're just launching a children's horror story bedtime narrative that has no facts behind it other than the fact that some people died of chemical poisoning. We do know that happened. But you're just basically saying, this is the way it is, shut up and take it. Well, it's not going to work. I really don't think it's going to work. It's worked in the past, but in the case of Trump, in the case of everything that we've seen leading up to Trump, for him to turn this way and suddenly become looking like a parrot of the Democrat, McCain, Clinton, neoconservative bandwagon in just such an uncritical way. This is going to actually, I believe, and I'll get into this a bit later in the show, I do believe this is going to be the end of Trump. It actually makes him look weak too, because one of the strengths of Trump up till now is that he's been prepared to go against the neocons, to go against the mainstream establishment Republicans, to go against the Democratic Party's agendas. We're going to break. The Truth News Radio. Be right back. Don't go away.
Which is a better deal, a supersized coffee at the regular price or the normal size at a discount? I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and I'll fill you in on the sneaky tricks retailers use to reel in your money in a moment.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy. It's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
We all love a bargain, but a new study says we're not so good at spotting one. Turns out we're suckers for bigger sizes at regular prices, even when a discount would be better. Researchers made two offers on coffee beans, 33% extra for free or 33% off the price. The discount was by far the better deal, but the volunteers saw them as equal. So why do shoppers go for the bigger size instead of the size that saves them the most money? Mostly because we're bad at fractions. My advice is to compare the unit prices on store shelves, polish your math skills, and beware of marketers' sneaky tricks. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Rule of Law Radio is proud to offer the Rule of Law Traffic Seminar. In today's America, we live in an us-against-them society, and if we, the people, are ever going to have a free society, then we're going to have to stand and defend our own rights. Among those rights are the right to travel freely from place to place, the right to act in our own private capacity, and most importantly, the right to due process of law. Traffic courts afford us the least expensive opportunity to learn how to enforce and preserve our rights through due process. Former Sheriff's Deputy Eddie Craig, in conjunction with Rule of Law Radio, has put together the most comprehensive teaching tool available that will help you understand what due process is and how to hold courts to the rule of law. You can get your own copy of this invaluable material by going to ruleoflawradio.com and ordering your copy today. By ordering now, you'll receive a copy of Eddie's book, The Texas Transportation Code, The Law Versus the Lie, video and audio of the original 2009 seminar, hundreds of research documents, and other useful resource material. Learn how to fight for your rights with the help of this material from ruleoflawradio.com. Order your copy today, and together we can have the free society we all want and deserve.
Hi, welcome back. You're at Truth News Radio. So let's just continue playing here the press conference here that Trump gave after the attack, and I'll just see if I can interject with any more of my own indignant responses. Here we go.
No child of God should ever suffer such horror. Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically. As a result, the refugee crisis continues to deepen, and the region continues to destabilize, threatening the United States and its allies.
Just have to point out again, what he's saying right now are just talking points of the Democrats. This could have been Hillary Clinton saying this. They're also the talking points of the Republican establishment. They're the talking points of the people that he rallied against and built this huge so-called movement against. And this is the first time, to my knowledge, that he has just kind of flip-flopped into this mode. And it is just incredible to see that it could happen so suddenly. Let's just continue.
Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria, and also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types. We ask for God's wisdom as we...
He's basically saying an act of war against a sovereign nation is going to end terrorism. No. What Trump ordered, the attack, is terrorism. It is a perpetuation of terrorism. Everything that you are hearing, everything that is coming to you on the broadcast media is a mirror opposite of the truth. And that's why we are here, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to keep sending out this signal, and the thousands and millions of other people out there who are saying similar things are not going to stop either. And these disgusting liars are going to be put out of business. They're going to be out of work. They're going to be disgraced in the end, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's enough of Trump for now. I want to play to you a couple of clips from a couple of people that whose work I think is solid. And let's start with Luke Radowski, who's been doing some interesting work, really getting into this issue. And he's done a lot of stuff critical of Trump at a time when the alt-right and the general sort of truth of vibe has been incredibly sort of pro-welded on pro-Trump. Luke Radowski has been basically just pointing out the elephant in the room repeatedly. So he put out a video just yesterday. I'll just play a little of that. There's a number of points he makes which I haven't been able to verify, but they're certainly quite interesting. Here we go.
We're just going to get right into it because the news that we're dealing with right now is extremely serious. From the very beginning, we were very critical of Donald Trump's foreign policy moves since they were the epitome of establishment neoconservative doctrine being carried out by Donald Trump from his predecessors, George W. Bush and Barack Obama. There was no significant difference, and today's latest news is not a shock to me and shouldn't be to you if you have been following this YouTube channel. Today is April 6, 2017, 100 years to the date when the United States entered World War I. And And today, the United States unequivocally waged war without the approval of Congress on the Syrian government by launching 50 to 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles against Syrian government forces, leaving many people to fear the possibility of World War III being started today, and they are not wrong. We are hearing reports that the United States just raised their alert level to DEFCON 2, which is the next step to nuclear war, where armed forces are ready to deploy and engage in less than 6 hours. And as U.S. missiles are raining down on Syrian government forces, we are hearing reports that the United States warned China and Russia of this impending attack. This, of course, holds great significance since the Chinese government and Russian government have backed, supplied, and supported the Syrian government forces previously before. But now we are hearing conflicting reports from Russian sources saying that the United States didn't inform Russian military forces who were on the ground in Syria of this latest attack. We're hearing that Russia tried to shoot down these Tomahawk missiles with their missile defense systems that they set up in Syria, and reports indicating that at least one Russian pilot was killed and several Russian jets were destroyed by these U.S. missiles. We are getting confirming reports that Russian personnel were positioned at the base that the United States struck with Tomahawk missiles. Now, the exact information of casualties and collateral damage by these U.S. missiles is still unknown, but we will find out in the near future. But what we do know for a fact is that last year, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, has declared that any attack on the Syrian government is an attack on Russia. Russia did their best to prevent this attack, threatening Donald Trump with negative consequences if he decided to strike Syria, and he has done so. And we are waiting on the reply from the Russian government to see the obvious escalation of this global conflict. The United States is not backing down, as Secretary of State Tillerson has said that it was Russia's fault and responsibility for the United States actions. And as a similar event unfolded just a few weeks ago when the Israeli government came in and bombed pro-government Syrian forces, the Syrian government struck back and shot down Israeli warplanes, leading Russia to intervene and make a very clear statement telling Israel to back down or face a wider conflict with the Russian government.
I'll just leave it there. Luke makes a lot of rapid-fire points there, and he's referring in his video to a number of Twitter streams which appear to provide backup for some of the claims he's making, a number of them by Syrian girl who is someone I have to actually get onto to find out more about some of these points that were being made. Let me also play you now a clip from Paul Joseph Watson, because look, he's drawn a line in the sand over this, and you know, I've been a bit critical of Paul Joseph Watson because I don't totally agree with some of his positions, some of his what I consider to be extremist positions about Muslims. But it's certainly good to see another person from the InfoWars camp basically breaking ranks and calling a spade a spade. So let's just play a little of Paul Joseph Watson on this whole topic.
What are we going to start, World War III over Syria?
Well, half of you are going to absolutely hate me, whatever I say, so here goes. But for a start, I saw this coming. A month ago, I tweeted this. If there's one area Trump will fuck up, it will be in foreign policy. Half of his advisors are CFR globalists. That swamp was not drained. So here's a list of people and entities who support Trump's airstrike on Syria. Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, Angela Merkel, the mainstream media...
They are beautiful pictures.
Neocons and ISIS. You have to admit, that's not great company to keep. And you can argue, as people have, that this is 4D chess, that Trump is engaging in a show of strength to humiliate Obama over his red line and dismantle claims that he's conspiring with the Russians. But those same Russia-obsessive people are now attacking Trump because he gave Putin an hour's advance warning. You're never gonna please these people, so why pander to them? But beyond the theories, here's the reality. That airbase that Trump just bombed was protecting a nearby Christian town from being overrun by jihadists. The predominantly Christian city of Mardeh in northern Hamar has been under attack by rebels every day. Crippling the Syrian army in that region has now made it all but inevitable that that town will be overrun and occupied by jihadist rebels. The airstrike directly helped jihadist rebels and put Christians at risk. Now, to be clear, the chemical weapons attack was infinitely worse than Trump's airstrike in terms of human tragedy. This was a horrific event. Children died. And we're not disregarding the scale of the horror by questioning who was responsible. Killing...
We're just going to break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. It's a great pleasure to be talking to you today. I'll be back for one more segment after the break. Please come back.
My name is Stuart Smith from naturespureorganics.com, and I would like to invite you to come by our store at 1904 Guadalupe Street, Suite D, here in Austin, Texas, behind Brave New Books and Chase Bank, to see all our fantastic health and wellness products with your very own eyes. Have a look at our miracle healing clay that started our adventure in alternative medicine. Take a peek at some of our other wonderful products, including our Australian emu oil, lotion candles, olive oil soaps, and colloidal silver and gold. Call 512-264-4043 or find us online at naturespureorganics.com. That's 512-264-4043, naturespureorganics.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook for information on events and our products. naturespureorganics.com.
Plaintiff or defendant in a lawsuit? Win your case without an attorney with Jurisdictionary, the affordable, easy-to-understand 4-CD course that will show you how in 24 hours, step-by-step. If you have a lawyer, know what your lawyer should be doing. If you don't have a lawyer, know what you should do for yourself. Thousands have won with our step-by-step course, and now you can too. Jurisdictionary was created by a licensed attorney with 22 years of case-winning experience. Even if you're not in a lawsuit, you can learn what everyone should understand about the principles and practices that control our American courts. You'll receive our audio classroom, video seminar, tutorials, forms for civil cases, pro se tactics, and much more. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the banner or call toll-free 866-LAW-EASY.
What happens in terms of creating wars is a mind manipulation technique called problem-reaction-solution. And it works like this. First of all, you create the problem, but you get someone else to be blamed for it. You then report that problem through the media in the way you want it reported. You get the public to react to your problem by saying something must be done, this can't go on, what are they going to do about it?
Hi, welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. Today I've just been going through my own personal response to what's happened in Syria, and played a few clips there from different sources. I want to actually play to you a clip from Syrian Girl. Of course, she did a big long interview on InfoWars yesterday as well. A lot of her research is very, very good. She's quite an impeccable journalist in many ways, and I certainly do trust the material she puts forth. So let's just play a little from a separate clip she issued in the wake of those Syrian attacks. Here we go.
Syrian Girl reporting. Trump has just attacked the Syrian army and air force with 60 Tomahawk missiles, destroying an entire airbase that was being used to defend a Christian town from jihadist attacks, essentially turning the U.S. into ISIS's defense force. He did this without a UN resolution, against the will of the Russian and Chinese governments, which may result in World War III. I'm not even the one saying this. Trump is. That is the Trump before the deep state got to him. The astonishing part is how quickly Trump turned a 180. Trump went from shouting fake news to believing Al-Qaeda false flags because dead kids make him sad, apparently. Yet he doesn't care about the 300 Iraqi children he bombed today. Well, I'm sure those bleeding hearts don't realize that this attack may result in the death of American children when the nukes start to fly. But what isn't surprising is that what I've been saying all along for the last 3 years is the US never invades a country without first removing its WMDs. Just like with Iraq's WMDs, which were removed in 1991, the US later came back claiming the WMDs were never removed and used that as a casus belli for invasion. This is exactly what's happened with Syria. They've taken the chemical weapons in 2013, and now they've come back claiming that we somehow still have them. There are rumors right now being spread by people to downplay our world war trajectory. Rumors, for example, that no Syrian soldiers were killed, which is a lie. Trump murdered our troops, who have been fighting ISIS for years. That airbase was being used to defend the entire region from terrorists. Now a Christian town near Hama might fall to ISIS, who are preparing a major offensive, and we have no air force in the region to stop them. Al-Qaeda and John McCain are cheering the airstrikes and Trump right now. Trump went from saying Hillary Clinton created ISIS to now following her orders. She also happens to be the one who gave the rebels the sarin gas to begin with. No one elected her, but she told Trump to attack the Syrian air bases, and he did. As I've said in previous videos, Hillary has been calling for the attack of Syrian air bases for years. So if you think this is about chemical weapons or the fact that chemical weapons may have been launched from there, you're an imbecile. This airbase gambit has existed for years. And remember when Deir Ez-Zor airbase was attacked by the US to help out ISIS, who was launching an offensive against it as well? And the US claimed that that was an accident? Safe zones, no-fly zones. It's all different names for balkanization, divide and conquer. They can't divide Syria while Syria still has an air force, because they need Al-Qaeda to be able to ethnically cleanse the minorities in order to drive them into designated regions. Why? Because Israel wants this. Right now, Israel are threatening Syria with war after spending years providing medical aid to Al-Qaeda. Syria recently shot down an Israeli jet trying to bomb the inside of Syria. Israel has always been a part of this war, because Israel wants Syrian land. Is it worth dragging the US into World War III and spreading terrorism throughout the world? The deep state thinks so. The ex-CIA director Woosley just advised Trump that he has to attack Syria and Iran at the same time. The US ambassador to the UN also threatened to strike North Korea. The deep state know that if you're going for a global war, you have to strike at multiple fronts at the same time. Anyone thinking this is just one strike and it's all going to blow over and nothing's going to happen is entirely naive. This is the calm before the storm. Russia has just announced that it will be sending more troops into Syria and that they are no longer avoiding shooting down US aircrafts with the friendly fire treaty. Trump will attack Syria again. You can definitely bet on it, and this will escalate, and will end up in total annihilation. This is the opposite of what Trump supporters voted for, and I know so many of you are angry after working so hard to get him into power. And I too believed that he would be at least a little bit better than Hillary, and maybe that remains to be true, because at least he could be held accountable for the false promises and statements that he made. It may be too late to stop this war, but we should at least try. The time for the media war is over. We have already won the media war. It's time to stop talking and start doing. Mobilize, take action, organize. We must do something because we don't have much time left. It's time to stand. Godspeed to you and your family.
Powerful words there from Australian-based Syrian girl, and I think she may be on the right track there. I mean, we have won the media war. Really, we represent the only source of facts, of sensible analysis, of rational thinking. They... And by they, I mean that whole vast, well-funded, you know, bloated cartel of media and government representatives. They are deeply in disrepute now. And I do think that Donald Trump is deeply in disrepute, and this may be the end of Trump, even as it appears to be a resurgence of the neo-Nazis. conservative agenda, and the resurgence of the, you know, the Clinton-Obama era, it doesn't look good for Trump. On a personal level, this could really be the end for him. But we shouldn't get hung up on that. And I've always been quite adamant that political leaders are simply individuals. They're a person who rises to a position that becomes a figurehead. And they can represent trends. And sometimes those trends are good trends and things that we should support. So when a political leader rises who supports a change, a sea change, you know, a general change of the tide in world affairs, then we should support that leader for that reason. We don't support the leader because that leader is some great godlike individual. It's infallible. We support that leader because that leader supports things that need to happen. And so for a long time, Trump was taking positions that were broadly in sync with a lot of the more intelligent, measured thinking on these topics about what's going on in the Middle East and you know, many other international issues. He was basically saying the US needs to stop intervening and needs to take care of its own borders and its own interests first, and needs to look at restoring its own economy and jobs and all these things that which I certainly totally agree with. And he was very critical of the interventionist policies, both of the Bush era and of the Obama era. So for that reason, it was right to support Trump. But now, obviously, it's not. And things can change that quickly. And, of course, what Syrian Girl is saying here, I do think, you know, initially when I saw this on the news yesterday, I was thinking, well, maybe it's just a slap on the wrist. Maybe it is just sending a message. That was certainly what certain media sources were putting out, that this was a one-off event, that it was just sending a message. But, you know, you look at it from another angle, and I look at it from the angle of Syrian Girl, and I could say, well, maybe not. Maybe this is indeed an overture towards something that obviously has been planned a long time ago. And to be honest, it also fits in with another agenda about a pipeline. And I saw a great graphic, which I'll try and get that up on the website. But there is a pipeline that goes from Iraq right through Syria and into Israel. And I think that securing that obviously is of great importance to the West, but Israel is strongly behind that. And we've seen these skirmishes between Syria and Israel. And we've just seen the determination of the evil, parasitic, neoconservative cabal to basically eliminate Syria. That has been their objective since about 2011, and it now, despite all of the progress that's been made, it appears that they're now just closing in on that goal. We'll know a lot more in the coming days. I think what Syrian Girl said is very true, in the sense that we need to make a stand. We need to take action. And I'm not quite sure what that action needs to be, and I'm quite willing to, you know, get ideas. Obviously, protests, public action are important. Conveying the information to people who don't have it is also very important. Anyway, it's been a great pleasure talking to you today, and I will be back next week. That's Truth News Radio Australia, signing off. Till then.
will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. Free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 888-551-0102. That's 888-551-0102. Or visit us online at bfa.org.